Funeral services were held today for Alaska Native leader Andrew John Hope III at St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral in Sitka. Hope died Thursday after a brief battle with cancer. He was 58 years old. A traditional Tlingit ceremony and an Alaska Native Brotherhood memorial were held over the weekend for the man many people describe as a warrior for his people. Hope was born in Sitka and lived in Juneau for many years. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more on his life and cultural contributions.
Dartmouth College professor and anthropologist Sergei Kahn first met Andy Hope in 1979 on a research trip to Sitka. Kahn had emigrated to America from Russia and was studying the role of the Russian Orthodox Church in Southeast Alaska Tlingit communities.
When I first came to Sitka, some of the older establishment non-Native people in town still referred to Andy as that hippie radical. They said, oh, that radical Andy.
At that time, Hope was administrator of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. His studies at the University of California, Berkeley probably helped him earn that 1970s handle.
He was just as interested in Tlingit history and culture as in jazz and modern American poetry.
Hope's friends and family now refer to him as a tradition bearer, an artist, poet, author, and scholar who was passionate about his Tlingit culture and was a leading advocate for Alaska Native education. Son Ishmael Hope says there was a strong literary aspect to all of his father's work, whether it was in Tlingit politics, for the Sitka tribe, or education.
I think it's very significant that my father moved on to education after challenges and tribulations and difficulties with working in the very unique Native political community. You know, when he stopped being able to be truly effective in the political community, he really turned to education.
Hope's degrees came from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, the latest earned in 2005, a Master of Arts in Cross-Cultural Studies. Lifelong friend Peter Metcalf of Juneau says Hope's passion for learning led him to work with school districts to help make the educational system more accommodating to Alaska Natives. He continually advocated that Natives pursue academic degrees. Metcalf collaborated with Hope on several projects, including a map of the names, clans, and clan houses of the Tlingit Nation. Hope began collecting information for it in the 1970s, recording interviews with elders over a period of 20 years. Metcalf came late into the project to help him publish it. He says the Tlingit tribal map may be one of Hope's most important publications. His most enduring legacy is the Sharing Our Knowledge Tlingit Clan Conference. Several have been held since it was first organized in 1993. Last year, more than 500 scholars and linguists from around the world joined Tlingit artists and historians in Sitka. The next one is scheduled for Juneau in March.
It's becoming a premier event for the study of Alaska Northwest Coast Natives.
Metcalf calls Andrew Hope III a high-born Tlingit. His family had major roles in Alaska history. His grandfather was a legislator, his father an early director of the Sea Alaska Corporation, and both were presidents of the Grand Camp of the Alaska Native Brotherhood.
Andy could have had a sense of entitlement, but what he had was a sense of responsibility.
Family and friends say Hope quietly fulfilled that sense of responsibility, letting others take the credit. Dartmouth Professor Kahn is one of several anthropologists who has worked with Hope over the years on a number of scholarly endeavors, including the Clan conferences. He calls Andy Hope a bridge to cultural preservation.
If I can place him in terms of generations, he was a really perfect kind of link between the older generation, like his grandfather, Andy Hope I, and the other elders whom he knew when he was growing up in the 50s and 60s, and the younger generation of his son and the younger people. And being in that position, he had absorbed the knowledge of the older people, and he was able to pass it on to the younger generation.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.